This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Arlington Police, they already use drones to keep an eye on traffic during big events, but now they're one of the first departments in the country to use them to fight crime.
Arlington Police got a waiver from the FAA to fly drones beyond line of sight, so Sergeant Eric Borton says officers in the real-time crime center can now use drones to give responding officers intelligence about a call.
Our job is to deliver to those officers the best information that we can as quickly as we can.
Chief Al Jones says each drone pilot is licensed by the FAA. The drones have a system to announce themselves and will not record video on the way to a call. Since drones fly above traffic, he says they can reduce response time.
If we can get there and determine that the person doesn't have a gun, then we can have a different type of response and we can have a different approach for our officers.
Until now, officers have kept drones in their car and could only launch them when they get to a scene. They'll now be able to fly them from two set locations. In Arlington, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KULD.
Dallas County judge denies a request to lower the bond for an accused murderer.
On April 5th, police say 34-year-old Kendrick Finch shot and killed Houston real estate agent Ashley Long and injured 36-year-old William Kistler. His bond was set at $500,000, but Finch's attorneys wanted that lowered to $100,000. Finch's mother testified on his behalf.
He said that he had got into an altercation downtown and someone had passed away. I asked him what happened. He said that someone pulled a gun out on him, and he shot in self-defense.
Finch turned himself in following the shooting. After hearing testimony from the lead detective and prosecutors as well, the judge kept the bond at $500,000. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Starting today, you'll need a new real ID if you're going to board a flight.
Travelers have been well prepared here at Love Field, most equipped with their real ID or their passport, having no problem getting through the security lines.
I've had mine.
I've had it for a while.
What, real ID?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not hard to get.
It just happened naturally when I had to renew my ID a couple years ago.
We're ready to go.
A TSA security agent did say they expected a few problems today, but just hadn't worked out that way. Everything has been pretty smooth. At Love Field, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Speaking of airports, the airport in McKinney is expanding.
Construction may begin next month to establish commercial airline service after the McKinney City Council Tuesday night approved the plan. The mayor said they've already got commitments for at least $88 million in reimbursement funding, an investment that will eventually more than double the current annual impact of $330 million a year.
And will now grow over the first 3 or 4 years to $400 million on top of the 330, and soon to over $1 billion annually.
Initial service may include connections to Orlando, Denver, Las Vegas, New York, and L.A. From the 24-Hour News Center, Bill McLean, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
More prayer and Bible readings in public schools? That's the goal of legislation working its way through the state capitol.
The lower the number, the higher the priority, meaning Senate Bill 11 is a big priority for Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. It would require all Texas schools to offer a voluntary period of prayer and Bible reading or other religious texts. State Rep. David Spiller sponsored it.
SB 11 aims to expand religious liberty in Texas schools while including safeguards to ensure participation is voluntary and legally defensible.
Texans' opinions on the bill varied widely.
It's about protecting the liberty of every student to seek spiritual guidance if they choose.
All Baptists are called to protect separation of church and state. In practice, this bill violates my faith.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Three people in North Texas accused of running a massive $91 million Ponzi scheme. The prosecutors say the group claimed to run this international bond trading business, and they promised investors they would get large monthly returns. Prosecution says they actually used the money from new investors to pay for the original investors, and they diverted some of the money for their own personal use. SEC charged them with violating anti-fraud regulations.
This real ID thing, it goes into effect today. They've been kicking this can down the road for 20 years. And finally, here it is today, and yet you've still got millions of people across the country saying, what?
I know. We talked about this, the gold star.
A little gold star in your driver's license.
That's all the difference.
Unfortunately, a lot of states have not kind of gotten things going with this. And
it's become political, as everything else has.
And you got a lot of people who they say, hey, well, I don't have real ID. I got to go to the DMV.
You ain't a real American. Get out of here.
They can't get an appointment at the DMV until July or August or whatever. And today's the day. Well, you can't get on a plane or get through security. Now, KRLD's Russell Scott, he's been out, he's spent his morning at Love Field. Russell?
Yeah, I think you need to turn on your microphone. Have you learned that? You've been in radio for years.
Mine says on.
All right, there you go. It's on.
Blaming Tristan on that.
Okay.
How was that, Russell?
You know what? I don't know if Tuesday is just a slow date or if just people were avoiding the airport because of a real ID. It was kind of a light day for travelers, but most of the people I talked to said...
Well, it is Wednesday today. I hope...
Wednesday. I don't even know what day
going by
is.
Quick, man.
Everybody I talked to, for the most part, had their real ID, or they had a passport with them, and they were ready to go, and nobody was freaked out. Nobody seemed concerned about it or anything like that.
Good point you made. If, for some reason, you don't have the real ID, a passport will do.
Passport, military ID. And even if you don't have one of those, you go through the security line, and they're going to divert you to another line, which will go through extra security. What they told us was, we're going to get you on the plane. We're just going to ask a lot more questions, and it's going to take longer for you to get through. So it's easier for you if you've got that ID.
Well, it's amazing the difference in compliance between some states at the top and others. Like Texas is one of the best in the country. I think we've got 98% real ID compliance in Texas. So,
which is pretty amazing when you think about it.
And then you got other states, they're down around 55-60%.
And the idea, and again, it became political. It became one of these things as well. They're just trying to do this so that immigrants can't vote or something like that. And that's why you had a lot in the northeastern states. What was it, New Jersey? Dead last.
New Jersey was dead last. And think about that, because you got Newark.
Having problems.
Is in New Jersey. And it's already a mess there. I can't even imagine what that's like this morning. You talk to some travelers?
Yeah, Russell? I talked to quite a few travelers. Several of them, not from Texas, were flying home to Pittsburgh, to Virginia, to somewhere in the Midwest. I don't remember where. They all had their ID. They were all ready to go. Most of them told me that they had theirs for at least a month or two. A couple of them told me they had had theirs for 2 years. There was only one person I walked up and talked to him this morning, and I said, you got your real ID? You ready to go? And he went, oh, yeah. I said, was it hard or difficult to get? And he looked at me, and his eyes glazed over, and he went, now, what is a real ID again?
I got this card. It's a driver's license.
Right. And
is this real enough?
He said, you know, my girlfriend asked me about that this morning, so I guess I'll find out. I didn't
knows
see
how
him
much
get
he's listening to her.
I didn't see him get pulled out of line, so well, he must have been
someone
okay.
Hasn't been paying attention, apparently. But he made it through. Yeah, and that's what they're saying, that there may be a little, for now anyway, if you don't have it, maybe a little enhanced security, but... you know, we'll wait until we get all these New Jersey type states and get them on board.
You know, I talked to one TSA security agent, and he said they were anticipating all kind of problems this morning because there were so many delays on flights and cancellations yesterday because of the weather,
right,
and on top of this new Real ID.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, I'm kind of pleasantly surprised at how smoothly everything has gone.
Awesome.
Good deal. Russell, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for getting out there.
He's been out at Love Field. Spent his morning at Love Field. God bless him.
Yeah, that's not always the best assignment, is it?
Cowboys, meanwhile, you mentioned this. They addressed a lot of their needs in the draft with one glaring exception. They did not draft a wide receiver, someone to take a little of the pressure off CeeDee Lamb. Well, they may be about to solve that problem. George Pickens of the Steelers may be headed to Dallas.
Bobby Belt
is done. Bobby Belt broke our own Cowboys insider.
This is why
Bobby
we bring
Belt.
Him on, man.
He broke the story overnight and says it shouldn't come as a big surprise.
Been working on receiver trades for the last couple days. They've called about a couple different guys. And in the last 2 days, they really started focusing on Pickens. And they ended up last night. It sounded like it was getting really close for them. And so I think it's getting finalized today. But yeah, this is something that is agreed upon, I think, right now. And they'll just get it finalized with the league office probably this morning and get all the compensation swap done.
Can you say other names that they were thinking about?
I think they called on Rashad Bateman in Baltimore. And I think they were calling about a lot of different players. But I think Bateman and Pickens were the two that they were really looking at. Cost, I think, settled them on Pickens. But because, I mean, if you go and get Bateman, he's already got a contract extension. You have to rework things. You have to flip switches to make his money work. Whereas Pickens is still on a rookie deal. They acquire him and they don't have to really do anything with his money. And also, I think what they're going to have to give up is probably not going to match what they would have had to have given up for Bateman.
So what are they giving up? Well, it's not that bad. They're giving up a third round pick next year, and then they switch later round picks with the Steelers. Cowboys give up a sixth, and they get a seventh.
Yeah, so they get Pickens and a seventh, and then they give up a third and a sixth.
Effectively,
in different drafts.
Effectively, they're getting Pickens for a
and
third.
Remember,
round
this
pick.
Is a good deal because he's still on his rookie deal.
Yeah,
the last year he's got incentive to prove himself if he wants a new contract with another team. Cowboys, if they don't like him, can say, hey, walk.
However, there are some off-the-field issues.
Okay, all right.
a lot of drama with this guy. You know, Jerry loves that.
Look, that's the only thing that when you got the Steelers head coach over there, Mike Tomlin, who usually deals with these guys pretty well.
And if he can't handle
if he's saying,
this guy,
all right, I've had enough of this. But the players like him, his fellow
there's some
teammates.
Locker room issues, things like showing up late for meetings and practices. The Cowboys, though, they were willing to roll the dice.
I think a big part of it for them is there also is a point where you're building culture, but you can't just exclude everybody who might kind of be a diva or who might be me-focused.
Yeah.
And at some point, you got to say, all right, well, this is the test of the cultures. Can you change that player instead of that player coming in and changing the culture? They've done a lot to establish it across the board. You're not going to have 53 Boy Scouts. It's not going to happen.
Last year, Pickens, 59 catches in 14 games.
He missed a couple of games, too. Remember that.
He had 900 yards. The year before, he played in all 17. He had 1,140 receiving yards. A thousand-yard receiving season, that's pretty good.
And let me tell you his quarterbacks. Mason Rudolph, Justin Fields, Kenny Pickett, and then Russell Wilson. Not exactly the league's tops. So he's done that pretty well with some bad quarterbacks.
He didn't have anyone like CeeDee Lamb opposite him.
No. And so now you've got Dak is clearly better than all those guys.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.